Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here in Atlanta, on The Fan, obviously, on this Wednesday program. Now, if there's a group of guys that have become fixtures in these Super Bowls, it is that Troika that have all made their imprint as the same kind of player. Welker, Amendola, and obviously the one we will see this week in Edelman. And Danny Amendola joins us now. Danny, Mike Francesa on WFAN in New York. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Good to see you. You know, it's amazing. America's the football fans have watched you guys and really carve out an incredible niche. Welker, yourself, Edelman, and how important you have been in these games has been unbelievable. It really is. I mean, you've had so many moments. We could talk about it. I mean, it's from Edelman throwing it to you to the big catches coming from behind in all these Super Bowls. I mean, it's remarkable the mark you guys have all left in these games.
I appreciate that. It means a lot. And, you know, it's just a testament to, you know, how well we were coached and all the preparation that goes into winning a football game. And it's not easy. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in you know, just being to a Super Bowl, winning it, and you know, I've even lost one too. So,
you know, but it's interesting because you guys have now, you watch, and it's an invaluable niche that you guys have, especially with this Patriot offense. It wasn't easy for you guys like you to find a spot in the league. I mean, yep. You come in, you bounced around teams. Yep. You couldn't find, you know, is he big enough? Can he do this? Can he do that? What position does he play? Being versatile used to be a negative. Yeah. Now being versatile because of Belichick has become a positive.
Absolutely. And those guys like Wes Welker and Troy Brown, the guys that, you know, can return punts and still play in the slot and sometimes go outside. And guys like that who really paved the way for guys like me. And forever I'm thankful and grateful for that. And
Troy Brown was a tremendous player. Yeah,
absolutely.
I remember when Bill, you know, I go back to Parcells up there. So I know very well what it was like. But you, think of the moments that you've had. The Raven game. Edelman to you with the big play. The come from behind wins. I was talking about this yesterday. This town hasn't gotten over 28-3. I mean, 28-3 in a Super Bowl is hard to get over.
Yeah.
You were a big part of that. I mean, I'm sure there was a moment, if you flash back, where you guys, even being you guys, thought, man, 28-3, we're getting run out of the building here.
There's no question. And it was a tough scoreboard to look at that time.
Right, you guys hadn't even done anything.
Yeah, and we were sitting at halftime, you know, with our tails between our legs, and the only thing... you know, the coaches were telling us just to do your job. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just do your job. And then next thing you know, some things go our way. Make a couple plays. Get a little lucky, and we're right back in it.
So. Did the energy come? You know, that first drive to score that first touchdown after you made the fourth down conversion. That first drive took about another four minutes before you guys scored. It took forever for you guys to score.
No question.
Did you get the energy on the first score, or did it take the second score for you guys to get the energy all the way up?
I think we were down by 16 with I think it was like 5 minutes left in the game,
right.
And we get a big sack from Hightower.
Yep.
And then we knew if we score here, they'll get the ball back. If they, you know, get a couple first downs.
Yep.
Julio makes a great catch on the sideline.
That would have should have ended the game, right?
Yeah,
they,
no question.
They didn't handle the clock after that.
No
that,
question. No
Belichick
question.
Flipped the card on that one. He thought the game was over.
No question. And then. You know, we have one drive to tie, and then we end up hitting it. So.
And you with a 2-point conversion, the whole thing. I mean, great moments. And you've had even the Seattle game, which is a wild finish.
Crazy, absolutely. And it goes back to an undrafted rookie cornerback who's going to make a play to win the Super Bowl for a team.
Explain to folks who don't get inside the mystique what it. The demands of playing there in terms of understanding positions, understanding your roles, and being versatile and intelligent as a player, which they demand of you up there.
No question. You know, coach does a great job of kind of forming your role, whatever role that may be. As a player, I would always try to expand my role,
right,
and try to do whatever I can on special teams, do whatever I can within the offense, throw a pass, whatever I can do to help the team win. And he demands a lot. You know, it's a football factory up there, honestly. And
he likes versatile players.
No question.
He likes guys who do more than one thing on a football field.
I mean, the more you can do, the more you can do. It adds an element to your pedigree.
So. You've been on other teams. Is it fair to say that the demand mentally that is put on players there is different than it is in other places? As far as knowing your playbook, knowing your role, and knowing everybody else's role?
Definitely. And at times it may be hard for a quarterback or receiver or running back to remember two plays in the huddle. And so you can get to one, alert to the other. But sometimes we would put three plays in the huddle. So we could alert. We have the first play. If we didn't like it, get to the next play. And then we had a kill sign that we could kill it to the third play. And if you get three plays, you know, you have three options on one play. Pick the best one. That's winning.
And playing with a guy like Brady, it's just, not only is he fiery, but his vision, his timing is just unbelievable.
Super competitive. He's a guy who's created a lifestyle for himself with his brand, with his football abilities, with his work ethic. And, he leads the team. And he, not only to be a good player is great, but to get everybody else to play well, too, is even better. That's why it makes him the best.
Ed, I mean, you watch the timing of this offense; it's just unbelievable. Like the Charger game, it was like a machine. And I go back to when Parcells went there, and I know how good Dante Scarnecchia is. So people might not. I noticed this Super Bowl; he's getting a lot of attention finally. I know he doesn't like it.
I know he doesn't like it.
You know he doesn't like it. Yeah. But the bottom line is, this year you're hearing his name mentioned a lot. You know,
he's such a great coach, man. Obviously, I don't play offensive line, but he didn't really coach me that much, but. Great football,
enormous, and he's done some job with that offensive line this year.
No question, he's great.
Absolutely, is scoring a touchdown? Does it feel? It looks different, even to someone who watches football all the time, like I do. Scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl looks different than it does in any other game. Does it feel different in every other game? Does it just feel different when you hit the end zone in the Super Bowl?
Let me tell you something. All the touchdowns I've scored in Super Bowls, my team has been trailing.
Right.
So there was no celebration dance.
But they're excited. The excitement of hitting that Super Bowl. Hitting the end zone is a big deal.
I remember every time I scored in the Super Bowl, the only thing I was thinking about was, okay, we got more work to do. Let's go back to work.
Because you were behind every time. You're behind in the Seattle game.
Exactly.
You're behind big in the...
In the Falcons game.
Was there a moment in the Falcon game where you said, man, we're just not our day?
I remember looking up at the clock scoreboard in the second quarter. They pick the ball off and score, and then they score again. And, I mean, by all stretch of the imagination, the game... You know, if you're, it's really a wrap. Like, if the team
that fourth down, if you don't make that fourth down play, it's over.
They're
going to score again, and it's over.
Yeah. But we were literally hanging on by a thread on three or four occasions. So
that is remarkable. It's still amazing to think about how you guys won that game. And you know, you watch them this year again, get the coin flip and just
heads
right
yep.
down.
After
the Chiefs had scored 31 points in the second half.
Yeah, I know.
24 in the fourth quarter. They got them on a run.
Yeah, and then the lead changed like three or four times.
It did.
Unbelievable game. And then I knew they got the ball, and then they hit three or four passes in a row, and then I was just going to say they're going to run it in.
Big thing for you, we'll talk with Danny Amendola. We'll get to what he's plugging in a minute. But big thing for you was that moment where you broke through and became a guy who was going to be a guy who was going to have an impact from scrimmage. You knew you were a special teams guy. You knew you were a return guy. Is there one game that happened in? Refresh my memory. Is there one moment that really where you had your breakthrough as far as being an every down player?
I remember being a special teams, return man, trying to fulfill a role, trying to crack in the lineup, so to speak, on offense. I remember in St. Louis, I had.
Did you get used first as your running back, or were you used as a slot?
Slot guy.
Okay.
And then I had 15 catches in one game. And then I was like, dang.
Didn't you have like 14 in the first half or something like that?
Yeah, I had
in one of those
12
games?
In the first half.
12 in the first half.
And so I was like, dang, I just caught 15 passes in a game. That's crazy. And I think I can really play receiver. So, from then I got some confidence. And then I got better when I was in New England. I learned how to, run routes with my eyes and read coverages. And, it's awesome to play for coaches and players that, raise your level. So,
and if I remember right, before I get to your stuff, you had an injury where it was a freakish thing, where it either punctured a lung or almost hit your aorta or some freakish thing with a collarbone, right?
Yeah, so it was my...
They didn't know what to do with you, if I remember right, that they had how to treat it.
They had no idea. They had no idea, and they were kind of figuring out on the run. They hadn't seen this injury yet, and I had separated my SC joint, my chest, inward.
Okay, and the bone went in?
It went in, and it almost...
Could you breathe?
It felt like I have never broke my collarbone, but they thought I broke my collarbone. It was kind of similar to that feeling.
Right.
But so they rushed me to the hospital. We said we don't have a crack, but we think your SC joints. They put me to sleep the next morning. They were yanking my arm, like trying to get it back, and they popped it back in place. I was asleep, but. Luckily they found it, so I could play.
So, but did you never lost consciousness or anything like
no,
that?
No, I never lost consciousness when I hit the ground. I dove for a ball, my shoulder hit the ground, and it separated my chest, and it was really uncomfortable feeling, man. It was painful, but I remember when it happened, I was just so mad that I had to leave the game. And then they didn't know what to do with the injury, and then they sat me out for a couple weeks. I was like, I'm fine, I can play, but they're like, we don't know what's gonna happen. You can't take a hit, and then your aorta valve rupture. So
wow,
yeah. So they sat me out.
You guys have, as I said, we're talking with Danny Amendola. You guys have become kind of a prototype. Welker, yourself, Edelman, everyone's looking for these guys now.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. You created like a cottage industry.
Yeah,
you know,
and there's some more guys coming up too that will kind of take, the lineage and move it forth. So we'll see. Who's next?
Yeah, but it really is. When you think about it, it's a very – the way the game's played now, the versatility of the tight end with Gronk and the versatility of what you guys bring, what you guys – put you everywhere. You can catch the ball. You can run with the ball.
Yeah.
You can return a punt. You can throw the ball. You guys pretty much do everything.
My favorite player growing up was Wayne Corbett. So,
oh, he was? Who I know very, very well from New York. And obviously a kid who walked on as a free agent, and they never thought he was going to play there. And look how well he played. He played great.
I know.
He had a lot of concussions, too. He got beat up.
Yeah, he had like 8 or 9 of those things.
Oh,
yeah.
he got creamed.
I got to meet him out in New York.
He had some great games.
Yeah.
He really
amazing
did.
Player.
He really did.
I had one poster on my wall. It was Wayne Corbett.
Is that true?
Yeah,
really? That's interesting. And you were at Texas Tech, right?
Yep, Texas. Born in Houston. My dad's a high school football coach.
Yes.
In Houston.
Right.
And then I went to Texas Tech, went to Dallas, Philly, St. Louis.
Did you how many other schools were recruiting you other than Texas Tech?
So I committed there when I was a junior.
Oh, you did?
I knew Mike Leach was there. I knew what that air raid offense.
And Mike was one of, is the guy who, Mouse Davis, this all goes back to Mouse Davis and that run and shoot.
Right.
Warren Moon was just here before.
Yep.
I go back that far where Mouse Davis had this thing and everyone said, he didn't want any tight ends on the roster.
Yep.
Spread it out. And Leach has kind of taken that and fooled around with it. And, Leach is a guy who's had a lot of impact on these offenses. He really has.
No question. I think there was a stat I read last year, and Texas Tech had the most amount of receivers in the National Football League at one point last year.
How about that? And now
we're
not a bad quarterback, huh?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Yeah.
How about his year?
He can sling it, yeah. So I'm excited to see.
I remember his father with the Mets.
Yeah.
His father threw it hard.
Yeah.
His father threw it really hard.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the kid around, but I've been up there doing sports talk in New York for 35 years, but I remember his father. His father was a guy who had a pretty good fastball. He really did.
Yeah. Well,
the kid's got a pretty good fastball.
Yeah. He can really. I've never seen anybody throw it like that before.
It's amazing for a little guy.
Yeah.
He is like Curry. He's like Curry in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's kind of just. He's just.
Real
he's amazing.
Savvy.
Yeah.
Real savvy.
It's amazing. All right.
Yeah.
What do you got going on now?
Okay. Today I'm partnering with Genesis. I got to drive this car for about 2 weeks.
It's
man.
A nice it's looking a,
it's
car.
It's a G70.
It's a nice looking car.
They got
car.
G80s, G90s. The G90s are the ones that they drive you around. So today I'm in a G90,
nice.
And I feel like a boss. I tell you what.
Really?
But this car is
pure
luxury.
It's a good looking car.
Absolutely.
It really is.
It's NFL's.
I saw one and said, "What is this?" And I didn't even know what it was.
It's amazing.
I had to look
car.
It up.
Yeah. So you can actually get out and test drive one here in Atlanta for the Super Bowl over at Phipps Plaza or at Topgolf, and go to www.genesisdriveexperience.com/Georgia, and then you can get behind the wheel. You can drive one around a parking lot. I don't think they'll let you speed down the interstate,
no.
But you can definitely get in one and experience this car. It's amazing.
Are you a golfer? You got to be a golfer, right? Yeah,
I love golfing.
Good?
Yeah,
I'm not. How good are you?
No, I'm inconsistent, but I can.
I would
hit
think
it down
you'd be
fairway.
Good. I could just you'd be like naturally good.
A baseball player growing up, so
right, yeah.
So I can swing it a little bit.
Right.
It's just I'm like.
What was your position?
Second base.
Second base?
Yeah.
Were you a guy that could have played Major League Baseball?
Yeah, but the thing is, two things. I have a mentality of a football player,
okay.
And I couldn't hit a curveball. So
that's it. That'll finish you.
Yeah,
the curve will always get you. Yeah, everyone hits the fastball.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, good luck.
It's
good
to
see you,
see
Danny. My pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Danny
Amendola
back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.